behalf of Melissa and Nate Walker and Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100. Sussex County, containing 1.08 acres more or less, lying on the east side of John J. Williams Highway Route 24 and approximately 0.38 miles south of Hollymont Road. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 17, Parcel 35. The 911 address is 22935 John J. Williams Highway, Millsboro. Staff would note the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on September 27th. At that time, an exhibit booklet and other items were submitted into the record. There was one person who had concerns with the application, so the Planning Commission did defer at their October 25th meeting. They did recommend approval for reasons 1 through 6. At your seats, there is letters that are signed by 8 different property owners stating their concern and opposition to the proposed change of zone application. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from council?
Did you say 8 letters in opposition?
It's 3 letters with 8 total signatures.
Okay, so 8 with 8 people in opposition, and so okay.
Is that what Janelle, can you just read the C2 list of possibilities?
You can have a bed and breakfast. You could have a motel. You could have a convenience store. You could have retail, however, there are limits to the size of the retail and the convenience store and the fuel stations. You could have a pharmacy with limits on the square footage, restaurants with limits on the square footage, a brew pub with limits on the square footage, professional offices, personal services. I'm trying to go through the list. You could have a daycare, you could have a clinic, assisted living. Again, those are all permitted uses. I would note this is only slightly over an acre in size, so some of those uses may not actually have enough space to fit on the parcel of land.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Mr. Davidson?
Good afternoon again.
Good afternoon.
For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located just outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here today representing the application for Melissa and Nathan Walker, and both Mr. and Mrs. Walker are here with me as well. This is an application to grant a rezoning of lands in an AR1 agricultural residential district located on 1.08 acres, more or less, in the Lewis and Rehoboth 100. This property is located on the east side of John J. Williams Highway, which is Delaware Route 24. We are asking for a rezoning to the C2 medium density, medium commercial district. This property is also located within the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone. This is a hearing booklet was submitted as part of the record that shows some of the maps and some of the data that we've put together. There's also the plan. We did a survey of the property. I'm also located in tab 5. There are a couple letters there from the immediate adjacent neighbors in support of this application. This property, shown within the aerial here, located on this property, there is an existing home. It's dated back about 1890. There's also a couple of outbuildings. There's an in-ground swimming pool, and the applicants have owned this property since about July of 2004. In section 115-183.10, the purpose of the C2 medium zoning commercial district is to support uses that include retail sales and performance of consumer services. It permits a variety of retail professional service businesses. The district shall be primarily located near arterial and collector streets. It accommodates community commercial uses that do not have outside storage or sales. And and that's what we're proposing today. We're not proposing something that's going to be for outside storage or sales. When approving the new commercial zoning district, Sussex County Council found that the current county code provisions for commercial and business zoning districts can be overly broad with a wide variety of permitted uses in each. And in many prior zoning applications, one of the primary concerns of the council and the public had been the uncertainty about what may actually be constructed on site since the application is not use-specific and may change. And Sussex County Council desired to create a more specific zoning district with smaller, more related uses within each district to promote better planning and predictability within the Sussex County. So prior to the new zoning ordinance for these new commercial districts, we had submitted this application. We submitted two applications, one to rezone to the B1 neighborhood business and for the uses that we're going to identify here in just a minute on the property. And we also submitted for a conditional use for the residents on the property. It was after this ordinance was introduced and was being approved at that time, the planning department made a recommendation to us and to revise the application to come in under this new C2 zoning. That way it kind of cleaned up some of the zoning districts. We wouldn't allow this condition, you know, to have sparse conditional uses such as this. It allowed for this medium density or this medium zoning commercial zoning district to be able to accommodate the uses that we're proposing for this piece of property. The existing land use, the existing uses on the property was once the home of Mr. and Mrs. Walker. If you remember back in about July or August of this year, we came in with a conditional use application for the Walkers for their excavation business. So they've moved their location. They no longer live at the house, and then they've moved their office out to Robinsonville Road, where we got approval for the conditional use for their business. But currently on the site is a dog grooming business, as well as the Walkers' parents do live on the site. The proposed zoning to C2 for the Walkers will not diminish or impair the property values within the neighborhood. It will not create a public nuisance or result in an increased public expenditures. The C2 district supports uses that include the retail sales and performance of consumer services. What they're looking to do is continue the dog grooming business as well as have their parents live on site. If you look at the site plan here, the dog grooming business currently operates out of this existing building here on site, and they are looking to take the existing house currently right now, and Mrs. Walker would like to create like an architectural salvage retail business, basically a boutique selling architectural style goods and specialty retail of doing architectural salvage and goods of those natures to the area. And again, utilizing the existing house to be able to do that. And then the residential unit will be in the existing building next to the dog grooming business in the back there.
A rental property or something, or what do you?
The parents live on the site right now. And Mrs. Walker's mother operates the dog grooming business. I'll get better at this. As you can see, what we've proposed here for the property is turning the house into the first floor, which is approximately about 1,000 square feet of the first floor, would be the actual area for the retail sales of the building. We'd have provided for the sufficient amount of parking. We've kept all the parking out of the front yard setback, which the front yard setback is 60 feet. Commercial zoning district, so we have kept the actual parking outside of that 60-foot front setback. With that said, again, this is we have provided for the sufficient amount of parking. The existing buildings are going to remain. The existing swimming pool will remain on site as well for the Walker's family's use. In the 2008 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the future land use element, this is in an environmentally sensitive developing area. It's a growth area. And in that area, again, retail and services uses are appropriate. A mixture of residential with light commercial is appropriate, providing convenient services. Route 24 is a major collector road, so it meets one of the purposes of being able to have this type of use. No traffic impact study was proposed on this particular piece of property. Again, we're just talking about just over 1 acre in size. And again, that 1 acre in size is going to decrease when we go to file for our DLDOT application. This is a major collector. The right-of-way out front will have grows to 80-foot wide right-of-way. This app, the walkers will have to donate or to technically donate. They will have to give up 10 feet of their road frontage for this 80-foot right-of-way. Right now, currently, DLDOT has it as a 60-foot, so they'll give up 10 feet. In addition to that, they will be giving up an additional 15 feet for a shared use path, for a future shared use path that goes across the front of the property, thus decreasing the size of this property for any of these other major uses that the, or any higher intense uses that the C2 zoning may spell out. This is, again, will decrease below 1 acre in size as we move through the permitting process if this were to get approved. Some of the environmental concerns that are in an environmentally sensitive developing area have been addressed. Again, the county uses some guidelines within these growth areas, and one is public the presence of existing public sewer and water nearby. This is property is located in a Tier 1 Sussex County Unified Sewer District. Plans by the county to provide sewer within 5 years. We are in an existing sanitary sewer district, so there is plans within 5 years for sewer to be along the along this stretch of Route 24. And again, as I stated, that this is a located on a major road, dedication of 80 feet or a dedication of 10 additional feet and 15 feet with the public easement for future state pedestrian movement. The character and intensity of the surrounding development lies within the growth area, and again, currently characterized as the environmentally developing area. And in the future, in your future comp plan, it's the coastal area. Both areas support the applicable zoning district of C2 medium commercial, which is consistent with the uses and intensities provided within future land use plan for the county. There are no known major preserved lands in the area of this property. The area's environmental character, again, is the property is not in a flood zone. We're not in a groundwater management protection zone. There are no wetlands on the property. The property will use infiltration as a primary source to handle stormwater runoff and will not have an adverse impact on any downstream waters. We are in a level 3. No public expenditures will be involved. It will be the applicant's responsibility to improve Route 24 along the frontage of the properties involved, as well as dedicate without fee additional land to the public. Safe access to the public road from the subject properties will be the responsibility of the applicant, along with safe pedestrian movement along the frontage of the property. And these types of improvements will promote public health, safety, and welfare. And again, we did, there was opposition here the last time, and stating that the gentleman didn't have a concern with what the walkers were, but he had a concern about the C2 zoning, and the reason was because of all the other uses that you could possibly put under the C2 zoning, which is valid. But you have to remember that C2 is the medium zoning district, and if you look at the size of the property is 1.08 acres. When you take out the 10 feet and then you take out the 15 feet for the shared use path, the 10-foot dedication to DLDOT, this property starts to decrease. And then you've got the setback. There's a 60-foot setback in C2 zoning. So if the property were to be demolished and you tried to prepare something, you tried to propose something else on it, you have a very small footprint of a piece of property that you can develop. There, the county zoning ordinance already states that there's no parking in a front yard setback. So we're 60 feet back with a building and trying to do some parking. The rear setback, because we are in an area that is located around a residential neighborhood. And again, there is a flag lot that's not part, that is not part of the Herring Creek Estates. There is a flag lot that goes around the backside of this property. This flag lot. Is proximal, I would say it's probably 3/4 of an acre, maybe less in size. It's a small flag lot, something that was prob, and Herring Creek Estates goes around. So there's really nothing intense that could possibly be placed on the C2 zoning. But all the C2 zoning is, it allows my clients to be able to.
Keep me straight.
Finance their business, be able to take the existing dwelling that's on site. They have no intentions on demolishing a home that was back in, you know, dated back in the 1890s. They want to use it for their enjoyment as well as for business. And again, it's a family. Family lives on the property. The family already operates on the property. But so we don't see where any other of these higher intense uses are going to be able to work on this particular piece of property. To kind of further that, the rear setback to this property line back here would be a 30-foot setback for the building. That's the commercial setback to a residential limit. So it just further constricts this piece of property to be able to offer up any of these other higher intense uses that could possibly be suggested within the permitted uses of the new C2 medium commercial district.
With all that being said, why not do a conditional use?
Again, the conditional use.
What would that have stopped you from doing all the things you just said you want to do, or the applicant wants to do?
I think the purpose of you, of the county coming up with these new zoning, these new commercial zoning, was to try to limit the amount of conditional uses that were being placed within these areas.
But in certain situations, when if you zoom out on that one, I'm trying to find it in my mind what's the closest commercial to it, and
it'd be Holly Lake Campground.
Yeah, to say so. It's and it's surrounded by residential. It's just it. Somebody referenced in the opposition about spot zoning. Why wouldn't that be considered spot zoning?
Because the comprehensive plan states that this, both the existing comprehensive plan and your future comprehensive plan, states that this is an area that is ripe for this type of zoning. It's not spot zoning. If the comprehensive plan didn't dictate that. And that's what your plan does, is dictates these areas where these types of zonings are.
But conditions on the ground, the actual conditions, lend itself to anybody logically coming to the idea that this is surrounded by residential, it's got nothing across the street, to create a commercial zone there when there's nothing near it. It's just, it's still obvious spot zoning. Everett, can you shed any light on anything he just said in the concern about the opposition, somebody read here about spot zoning?
Well, also there's been cases in the past, I've not seen any recently, that the courts looked down on conditional uses because they felt that that was a way to kind of the counties were using to get around, basically give commercial zoning without actually doing it. So there's arguments against both. But what he does indicate that the comprehensive plan currently and the comprehensive plan that is up for adoption now does indicate that this is an area that the commercial development could be permitted, I think would be an argument against a spot zoning.
So what's the flag you're talking about? What's the flag you're talking about? Flag
zoning? Mr. Wilson, you said flag lot.
Yeah, the lot. Yeah,
flag explain lot. What that means.
It means
shaped like a flag.
By pulling a flag.
The property around on two sides of this piece of property. Happens
to be another residential lot.
Looks like a flag. I mean, okay. So they can call it a flag lot. It's only 50 feet wide out by the road, and then it kind of goes about 100 feet wide in the back. So they're surrounded, and then they have lot 4 of Herring Creek Estates, which again they in the book in the exhibit booklet they have letters of support.
Well, I've learned what a flag lot is anyway.
You can see learn something, they say.
Well, I assure you, you wouldn't tell me.
I didn't know. I won't let you ask.
That's what we have, that's the presentation, so if you have any more questions, Walters are here, they can talk to you about, you know, the reason for the CT zoning. Again, you know, to be able to, for them to secure, you know, the necessary financing to be able to provide to the inventory, to remodel the house and to kind of bring it up to a standard of where they're going to be able to provide retail sales. You know, they also feel that having that C2 zoning would allow the bank to look favorably on them as they're moving forward and trying to promote their business plan.
Okay, I do have one question. Did you indicate that this had previously been part of a conditional use application and planning and zoning recommended that you file this as under this? Or did I misunderstand that?
No, what we did was, is we did file we filed two applications for this particular application here. Was we filed for the B1 as well as a conditional use for the residential part of the property. So it was indicated through, and again, this is all part in the beginnings of this new C2 zoning in your other commercial districts, that this would be the right application to rescind those applications and ask for the C2 zoning. So that was a recommendation made. And we concurred with that.
From our staff?
Yes.
P&amp;Z staff.
Okay. Okay. Is there, you do not have anything else?
That's it.
Okay. If there's no questions from council, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application?
Yes, I'm Nathan Walker. Live at 33077 Walker Farm Road, Lewis, Delaware. This is my property. I'd like to start at the beginning. We'll go back a ways, about like in the mid-80s, when that was a working farm. It was a Warrington farm before this development was behind here. I actually lived in the road across the field, which was Pondwater Farms. My good friend lived in this house. I used to walk through the cornfield and go swimming in that pool. And that was back in the day when Route 24 probably had 50 cars go down it instead of 12,000 a day. This before Route 24 had shoulders and all that. Currently, our house is about 30 feet from Route 24, which is very noisy inside the house. It's very, very noisy to make it back into a residential house to live in. We lived there, raised two daughters there. It was a very nice house to grow up in. My wife, I'm an excavation contractor, do a lot of demolition. We salvage a lot of like old furniture, stuff like that. She redoes it, would like to start a boutique. My daughters are very involved in it with repainting the furniture and whatnot. As Mr. Cole was saying, there's really not much around that area that is commercial. As we all know, it's all growing from, I believe the sewer district stops at Angola and starts again at Banks Road, which is over there by Holly Lake. We are in that system, I believe, with the next 2 years, the sewer and water is coming down Route 24. The field across the street is in planning now. Go down a ways where Holly Mount and Sloan Road come together. I believe we're going to join those two roads, make an intersection. When that usually happens, zoning is going to be changed. There's going to be Wawa's, whatever you have. You go down further down the road to Angola, I believe Mr. Ennis just had his change to commercial, I believe.
Not yet.
But anyway, just Sussex County has changed a lot. You know, like I said, I've been here when there was nothing there. It was cornfields. Then, you know, Herring Creek came around. You know, that flag lot was part of that parcel. It used to be barns on that parcel. The people that bought it after the Warringtons, you know, put that up, then Herring Creek went around it. Surrounding our property is basically 50-foot high Leland cypresses. So anybody in the Herring Creek neighborhood really can't see into our property. Like I said, I think stuff's going to change. I think this would be a good, for the new zoning factor to see into that Mr. Davis was talking about, I think it would be a, you know, this would be a good example for us, especially for us to start this. DelDOT's going to want an entrance, blah, blah, blah. We got to go to the banks. It looks better if we have that as a C2 instead of a conditional use, which I think, you know, everybody's been given the conditional uses all over the place. It'd be a good start. I believe, you know, in the future, within the next 2 to 3 years, you're going to see very substantial change on this section of Route 24 once the water and sewer evolves through there and the development comes through. What I've been listening to and reading about in the papers, I believe it's going to be a big change on that, and there'll be a lot more commercial coming down the road.
Anything else? Okay. If you want to have a seat, is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Seeing none. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition? Sir?
Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Paul Shepherd. I live at 32253 Captain's Court, immediately adjacent to the property at hand. I'm joined today with Jamie Little and Suzanne McCaskill, who are also property owners immediately next door to me and adjacent to what you're calling the flag lot. I'm mostly adjacent to that flag lot, but the packet I gave you was trying to give you a ground's eye view of looking out my backyard to the proposed property. And I know this is about zoning, but my packet's mostly about critters. It shows all the animals that live in that area right now, including the ducks and the squirrels and the birds, and I couldn't get the bunnies to stand still, so I missed them. But I'm here in support of the walkers doing what they want to do, but as was stated earlier, objecting to the permanent change of C2, which is why I tried to illustrate in the packet my concerns of what it looks like now. If this term spot zoning, which I put in my letter, is a pejorative, I've certainly apologize both to the walkers and anybody else. I just happened to talk to a friend of mine who works in planning and zoning, and he says that's what you should refer to it as. So it sounds like it may be a negative, and I just used that term because that's what I was told this was. Okay. So let me stand off. And I'm obviously not very comfortable doing this, and I apologize for that.
You're doing great.
Obviously, things have changed a lot since 91 and 92 when our house went up. And I certainly respect Mr. Walker's observations that part of the negative change is actually where I'm living. I respect that. I have a farm on the Eastern Shore here and have fought desperately to keep it from being developed. So I have a lot of sympathy for his position there. And so we've come in and tried to slam the doors behind us. I know that. It's what it looks like, and that's not really what I'm intending to do. What I would really like to see is them to be able to do what they want to do, but not have a permanent change, at least at this point in time. Perhaps that will come down the road, but I would like to see the C2 to be denied. And I'd like to speak specifically to the space issue which was raised, because the existence of this so-called flag lot behind there is one of the things that concerns me. I didn't know there were two lots there when this all began. I thought it was all one lot. If this property that's under consideration today is considered to be C2, by the way, this is me here, okay. And then the ladies are with me today. This is their house. If the property is granted C2, particularly in light of what Mr. Walker just said, I can't imagine that somebody's not going to come in then and grab that other property, make it larger, and therefore make it more amenable to the other C2 uses. By the way, since there seems to be some confusion about C2, I got plenty of copies of it. If you gentlemen would like to look at these, it shows you all the uses.
Okay. Pass them out.
Pardon me?
I would say pass them out.
No, actually, they need to come to me first.
Have you heard?
Come to me. Copies. Okay.
But anyway, I copied all those so that I could take a look-see at it. I'm not as computer literate as some. Susie was reading it to me off a computer, so I had to go to the library and print it out so I could actually deal with the issues. At any rate, I want to firmly state that I fully support the walkers being able to do what they have applied to do, but my objection is strictly to the issue of the C2 zoning change. Okay? Because to me, in the planning and zoning meeting in September, the gentleman who was the chair of that commission put on a map and showed a picture of the property and then everything around it, clearly indicating that there was no other C2 nearby. Now, in my letter that I wrote yesterday, I want to point out, I think I made a couple errors. First of all, my directions were wrong, and I have a thing right on the top of my house. But the reason for that is because 24 is an east-west road that actually runs north-south there, so you get everything off. So all my directions are incorrect there. I failed to mention the existence of Holly Lakes Campground, but it is a campground, and that's pretty much what it is. And then I think I incorrectly said that the gentleman on the commission who suggested this was an ideal use of the property was the same person who, on a very similar case called Buckhart case, which is the number of that is CZ 1857. This application is CZ 1856. They invited the Burkharts to come back and resubmit for provisional use, waiving all fees, because the zoning change which they were requesting, which is the same, C2, was so out of character with the other properties in the area. So in my letter of yesterday that was sent to you, what I tried to indicate there is I was just hoping that they would apply the same standard and the same thought process to this as they did to that case. But my recollection of the two people were wrong. It was two different people who said those things, so I apologize for that. First of all, let me make one thing clear. I'm pretty old. It's probably pretty clear. But so the things that I'm concerned about, I trust the Walkers. I mean, I don't know them very well, but I've had nothing but pleasant interactions with them. So I trust that in the rest of my lifetime, my look at that back door that you see all the pictures from probably ain't going to change very much. Okay? I trust that's going to happen. I'm more concerned about the long term. And sure, things are changing in Sussex County, just as they are changing in my home, King County, Maryland. But anything I can do to slow that change of that fond memories that Mr. Walker described of walking across the cornfield, I think should be done when it can be done. And so I guess this is my little effort to do that at the expense of being offensive to them, and I apologize. But I would suggest that great consideration be given to using, and I had my terms incorrect, conditional use for the purposes requested, and that a permanent change to C2 would be, in the long term, detrimental to the character of the neighborhood and perhaps to the area. And anybody who's written on, Mr. Walker stated 24 perfectly. I mean, it's a horror show. I mean, it's a horror show. You can wait 3 minutes if you want to go towards Long Neck coming out of that property these days. And I've watched from my other end of the road people coming out of their property sit and sit and sit, and you just can't get in and out of there. So it's already a horror show. I don't think this would add much to it, but I wouldn't represent that at all, but I don't know if we need to add anything to it. And I don't know what they're going to eventually do about the situation, but something in the long term has to happen. But it's a completely different situation. My father, who used to live in this house, was actually hit coming out of there. And that was 20 years ago, when it wasn't anywhere near as bad as it is now. I could say something about his driving, but he was known for that kind of thing on occasion. Again, I just want to restate, and I think Susie has some things that she wanted to bring up as well that I clearly have forgotten. I want to thank you all for your time, and I respect your decision, whatever it is, and sincerely wish the Walkers well. Thank you.
Thank you. Susie didn't look exactly happy that you called on her to speak.
She got to speak one spot. Oh, can I make one other statement before I leave?
Don't worry about that.
It doesn't make a statement for my case.
I need you at the mic.
Okay. You had indicated there were 8 signatures. There were not. There were 7. Okay. Representing 5 properties. So I want to get the record clear on that. I know it looks like that. It's just the writings.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Suzanne McCaskill, and I reside at 22804 Dogwood Drive in Lewis, but I'm co-owner with my sisters at 32265 Captain's Court in Millsboro. And we actually have 2 concerns, and one is that once a commercial zoning is approved, then it will be that much easier in the future for business after business after business to come in. And then our second concern was if it would affect the value of the property which we're trying to sell. So, well, I guess we have three concerns, because since they've been building so much around there, there's been animals in weird places. Like, there was a fox in the parking lot of Rite Aid, and a big buck came running down my street not long ago. So if we could kind of preserve the area as much as possible and make sure that a bunch of businesses don't get built and it doesn't take the value of our property away or hurt the animals. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone else? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. Is it okay with council? Close public record. Ask Mr. Moore to the short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.08 acres, more or less, for reasons numbered 1 through 6 as given by planning and zoning.
Pleasure, council.
I think, I would like to move to defer for 2 weeks for further consideration.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Do we have a second anywhere?
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Cole, to defer until November 13th, our next council meeting, for further consideration.
Has this been deferred before?
No. P&Z deferred, I think, but they didn't recommend the proceeding. Yeah. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
No.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Honorable, yes. Motion carried. We'll defer for 2 weeks.
And
that motion to adjourn. Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
We got motion carried. We're now adjourned.